we want to share with you some of our assumptions that we make about tension and composure for the Tactical Composure Program. We believe that while everyone is different, different in the way that we handle things, different in the way that we experience things, even our backgrounds, that we all want to feel good. We want to feel confident and composed, calm, content with life. Yet to live a full and meaningful life, we know that this includes effort, it includes work, it includes tackling demands, balancing those, and of course along the way, dealing with hassles and with challenges as well. So we believe that the experience of tension and also stress is real. It's normal, it's human, it is manageable. And from a biological point of view, we believe it is part of a motivation protection mechanism. We make the assumption that any unidentified, unrelenting or unmanaged tension has an impact on people's health and productivity, no matter how smart, tough, old or experienced you are. We believe that people discover ways to compose and cope, and most of these are healthy. Some of them are not. So tactical composure draws out the common human experiences and also the well-researched techniques to bring to you on a platter. We want you to be able to experience demonstrations of those tactics so you can find what works for you and use them in a way to build your strength and build your stamina in composure. So once people have a positive experience of composure tactics with a real effect, they're likely to keep practicing it, forming habits, and then the longer term composure and resilience will result. We believe that we make meaning of our experience of tension, including thoughts and sensations, and that has a further impact on how we feel and what we do about it. So for example, if we see tension as a normal sign that our body is tackling something, if we see it as manageable, as socially appropriate to mention, we might feel comfortable to talk about it, to take time to put a tactic in place, and to do some self-care, all the while being patient and understanding with ourselves. On the flip side, if we see tension as abnormal, for me, as a sign of something wrong or a sign of weakness, we might feel too embarrassed to talk about it. We might try to ignore it or just push on, perhaps feeling impatient and self-critical as the pressure cooker continues. So the meaning we make does have an effect. So a tip for you as you proceed through the program and beyond is that when you experience unfamiliar or uncomfortable thoughts or sensations or feelings that might arise through the practice of this program or just in everyday life, try to see these as human, as a signal to pay attention, as a normal way the body responds to pressures, a chance to be patient with yourself, and most importantly, as an opportunity to learn about what's happening, to ask for advice, and or make a change in your life if needed.